This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Let me pat myself on the back because I am a citizen of Louisiana. Let me pat myself on the back again, because the state of Louisiana has done something truly amazeballs in this veil of tears in which we are all living. You know what they did? You know what our state did? Our legislature and our Senate wrote, debated, and then passed HB 8. Do you know what HB 8 does? And it's going to shock many of you. No one else is going to tell you this, but I'll tell you this. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. Here, in Louisiana, that's what you know us for more. You should know us as the most Catholic state in the United States. Formally, and then working hard to make that a reality again. Right here in Louisiana. La Nouvelle Louisiane. HB 8 mandates, you don't get a choice. Every government-run school in the state of Louisiana, beginning today, must have in the entranceway
and in each classroom
a plaque. The legislature actually specified the actual verbiage on the plaque. It must be exact, the size of the text, or the minimum size of the text, and then it must be made permanent. You know what the plaque is to say? At the entrance to every government-run school and in every classroom in the great state of Louisiana, it's very simple. Three words. Four words. Well, if you're Al Sharpton, probably three words. In God we trust. True story.
Yep.
HB 8 goes into effect today. Now, you pettifoggers out there can quibble that it ought to say the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Oh, yes, it should. You're right. And we're working for that. We're working for the consecration of the state to the Sacred Heart and to the Immaculate Heart. And it'll come. We'll take In God We Trust in our classrooms, oh, brother, sister, Brista. Won't you? Does your state do it? I'm actually quite, I feel like Michelle Obama now. Actually, for the first time in my adult life, I'm actually proud of my country. Remember that? Well, my country is Louisiana. That's who I would go off to fight a war to defend. Not this wretched excuse for a union that we have. Are you saying that's right? That's right, I said it, tough guy. State of Louisiana passed HB 8. And I'll give him credit, Governor Edwards actually signed it. So he didn't oppose it. Emperor Bell Bonaparte IV, in a moment of weakness, I guess, wasn't a very good Democrat. God-hating, child-despising Democrat. And actually signed HB 8 that goes into law today. I bet many Louisianans didn't even know that HB 8 was going into effect. You know what goes into effect on January the 1st, 2024? Parental rights to sue porn companies. In the state of Louisiana, on January the 1st, 2024, A.G. Landry said he will vigorously enforce that law, if he's still A.G. I pray he'll actually be governor. A.G. Landry says he'll enforce that bill. You know what that bill says? It says that if your child is viewing porn, you can sue whatever company, whatever entity provided it, you can sue them for civil damages. In the state of Louisiana, basically outlawing or making illegal now, straight upstream without warning or without age verification, porn sites. So he's basically forcing the hand of all the smut peddlers that if your little stream is getting into the state of Louisiana, you better have an age verification page on there, and you better have a very good algorithm that can actually verify the age of whoever it is that ticks the box and says, yes, I am 18 years of age or older. That's what we're doing in Louisiana. So Florida is not the only state that's doing great things in our state. Now, my point about this would be, what do we need the federales for then? The hell do we need this wretched excuse for a union for? Secede! We don't need it. Now we're stuck in it, and no one has the actual testicular fortitude to do something about it. But maybe that day is coming, especially if the Democrats steal another one, and if they steal it with Biden? I have to respectfully disagree with all those who think that Biden is going to remain the Democrat nominee. Guys, gals, the politics of our day just say he can't. They don't want him. They're already starting to turn on him. Their own media is starting to turn on him. Where did you see that at today?
Well, I have it. It's on the audio clip number one. CNN turned on him yesterday.
Here, watch. Now, this is on the Clinton News Network that nobody watches. Digital media file number one. I had expected you're going to hear more of this or see and hear. That's if you watch the news. I wouldn't if I were you.
Because they showed a poll on his.
Yeah, they show. And he's getting clobbered by. Is he getting beaten by Trump? Is that the poll? Okay, here you go. Listen, watch.
The question is, how solid a candidate is Joe Biden?
That's the problem. Exactly the problem.
And
what is exactly the problem?
That we don't know how solid a candidate Joe Biden is.
We know he's not a solid candidate.
Exactly.
He is struggling. I mean,
within his own party.
It is hard to watch.
He's struggling. It is hard to watch. That's your pro-abort, pro-mutilate children bros. Or Bristas, half brother, half sister. They don't know what they are on any given day. That's your Brista bros on the Clinton News Network going like, he's not a good candidate. Who told you to say that? By the way, the orthodoxy, the libtard, well, everything they do is heterodox. So the heterodoxy, so the lies must continue. The heterodoxy of the Democrat Party is that whoever it is that has sacrificed the most for the party gets the nomination. That's just the way it is. So, and with the one exception being Obama. Dear Leader, Chairman Mao Bama. They're throwing Biden under the bus. Going like, it's painful to watch. You know what that's called in Washington? That's called an error. That's called a faux pas. You let the truth slip out. You're not supposed to do that. So here. Here is, after he went and pled guilty and can now be sentenced to 604, I'm sorry, pled innocent, can be sentenced to 641 years in federal prison. Here's President Trump after his arraignment. I don't know if I would be able to, well, you know, you pray when they're making a martyr or trying to martyr you, and this is a white martyrdom here, but right? Not a red martyrdom, a white martyrdom. When you're being martyred, laugh at them. Pull up St. Lawrence. Laugh at them. I'm done on this side, Joe. You can turn me over. Turn me over and grill me on the other side, Joe.